There was, as had long been known, a trace of atmosphere. When the dark edge of the satellite passed across a star, it dimmed briefly before the moment of eclipse, and in some areas there was a hint of cloud, perhaps a mist of ammonia droplets borne on tenuous methane winds. As swiftly as it had rushed out of the sky ahead, Europa dropped astern, and now Jupiter itself was only 2 hours away. Hal had checked and rechecked the ship's orbit with infinite care, and there was no need for further speed corrections until the moment of closest approach. Yet even knowing this, it was a strain on the nerves to watch that giant globe ballooning minute by minute. It was difficult to believe that Discovery was not plunging directly into it, and that the planet's immense gravitational field was not dragging them down to destruction.